All right. So my name's John Hurley. I'm from Radius, and I'm here to talk to you about webinars. So why did I pick webinars? Normally I talk about AI, predictive, some of the fancy stuff, but I decided to talk about webinars today for two reasons. One, who in this room runs webinars? Or who, everybody, great. That's one reason. Two, I like to talk about things or find things that in 10 to 15 years, we're gonna look back at how we ran some of our demand gen campaigns and kind of laugh at ourselves. I think about webinars and the idea that we get people to share their personal information to sit through a 45-minute or hour presentation of essentially a PDF or slides. And that to me, I think in about 15 years, 10 years, maybe less, is gonna be something we kind of look at and be like, huh, that was interesting that people were willing to give us our information for that. So I wanna start with a little bit of a view of what is the current state of webinars and really why we're seeing some early indications that that is the case, that this is maybe a dying way of doing demand gen unless we innovate and make some changes. Now, a lot of people are gonna talk about webinars as changing your content, doing targeted webinars for a specific account. All that stuff is great, and you should absolutely do that, and that's gonna help you have better webinars. But I'm gonna talk today about some tactics that you can just take home using the same content that you're currently doing. So, same webinars that you've always done, what can you add as an ABM layer that will make them more effective? Okay, so webinars today. First, we've gotten pretty good at getting people to register to these things. You know, we have all these different platforms where we can redistribute our webinars. We're really good at different channels and email marketing and web optimization to get people to sign up. So our registrations are on the rise. Now, who can empathize with me with this next thing? And that's attendance rates. Anyone? Low attendance rates? Lower and lower and lower and lower? Yeah, I see this all the time with our attendance rates. It always used to be 30, 40% attendance rates. And now that's going lower and lower. People sign up, but they don't show up. So how can we fix that? Now, another thing very specific to ABM is, are you getting the right people to the webinar? And I think we're doing an okay job of that. We're seeing a little bit better job of inviting the right accounts, but we'll talk about how you get the right accounts to those webinars. And lastly, I didn't know how people had so much time to research, but this is the response I get from literally, and this is from all the SDRs. Yeah, we saw ADP come in. It was the best, it was our champion, it was perfect. They were just researching. So response rates aren't really great. You know, people are just out there researching, which is fine, but how can we add some more urgency into these types of campaigns? And some of these tactics you can apply outside of webinars as well. So today I'm gonna talk about how do you attract the right audience, how do you increase attendance, and how do you accelerate them through the funnel using webinars. Okay, so first thing, which is attracting the right audience. I like to think of this as isolate, land, and expand. First step is, you've heard this a million times, so I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on it, you need to know your target accounts. And you need to have those mapped in your CRM and your marketing automation. That's a basic level. For people who don't have that, that's a little bit bigger of a project, I realize, but that is kind of an essential first step. Also, having lead and account matching is important. It is something that is an operational task, but there's tools out there, Engageo, Lean Data, that can help you do this pretty efficiently. But that's gonna help you identify when one of your tier A or tier B accounts signs up for your webinar. And that's gonna be important when we talk about expanding and accelerating those through the funnel. Lastly, you need to be able to segment, right? You need to be able to segment those accounts so that you can actually invite them. So this is the basic level of isolating these folks. Now, second is landing. How do you actually get people to sign up within those target accounts? Now, if you saw Jeff from Microsoft's presentation yesterday morning, he talked a lot about adding a genuine element to your marketing. And we see this work so well. And we call this our transparency invite. This is actually an email that comes from the presenter and doesn't have a lot of design on it, doesn't have a lot of fancy things, no gifts in the email, but it's just an email to the person that we're inviting, telling them why they specifically should come. We add a little bit of personalization in there with a certain account, but it's a pretty transparent, hey, we think you would really value from this webinar. We also, marketing, we talk a lot about marketing and sales coordination. Marketing develops sales cadences to also invite those target accounts. So a little tactic, but that's marketing really enabling sales that help them be successful with their campaigns. And lastly, we do some account-based display advertising for these accounts. So this is the land phase, right? How do you at least get some of your target accounts to sign up for that webinar? All right, next, expand. And this is one that I love, and this works extraordinarily well. So now you've gotten somebody to sign up from one of your target accounts. Now enable your sales reps to go invite the rest of the buying committee, the stakeholders, to that webinar. So reading this really quickly, I saw some of your teammates signed up for this webinar. Now we'd love for you to come to this as well. A few things that you just need to do. Typically with webinars, everyone registers, we upload those into marketing automation and CRM, and then sales does their follow-up. We'll share that list as people are signing up for the webinar, so your sales reps can see who's actually signing up. And then give them this expansion invite. This is a simple template that they can use when they see some of their target accounts signing up to go invite all of their other contacts within that target account. So now instead of having one person and single threading it, you have multiple people within your target accounts attending this webinar. Okay, lastly, increasing attendance. So we do a lot of stuff to try to get people there. We do giveaways, there's calendar invites, reminders, maybe like something secret that's gonna be revealed during the webinar, and all of that's really great and are good tactics. But one more email that we found extremely effective, and we call this the retention email. You're getting invite emails, someone signs up. Before you get a reminder email, we send this retention email. And again, this is a genuine plain text email asking them and telling them, hey, we're really glad you joined. You're the kind of person we want to come to this webinar. You are a perfect person for our product. I don't know if you've known that. For us, it's great because we can say we predicted that. That's what Radius does. But it's genuine. It's exclusive for them. They feel warm and fuzzy. And you ask them, are there any questions you want me to ask the presenters? Or you want them to bring up early on? And it's a value add. They feel like you're going to customize this content for them. So not only does this get more people attending it, but the response rates are through the roof with this email. And a lot of times, I'm just asking them if they want me to ask a question to presenter. And we'll get emails all the time like, no, I'm actually just interested in hearing more about Radius. It's like, oh, I didn't know that you were interested in Radius. That's great. Let's set up a sales call. This little personalized touch, again, same webinars, same content that you're doing, can really help you increase attendance, get this person to the webinar, but also accelerate through the funnel. So a few fun little tactics on increasing attendance. So lastly, accelerate through the funnel. Again, I just mentioned those retention emails really do wonders in helping people set up that meeting before the webinar even happens. Another thing that's really important is thinking about the follow-up emails and putting just as much effort into the follow-up emails that you do your promo emails. So we see all these banner ads, great email cadences, both from marketing and sales that get people there, and a lot of times then we will dump those into our nurture program. Well, if we're having trouble getting people through the funnel from these, you know, more top and mid-funnel type campaigns, then it really does take more effort, or just as much effort, into your follow-up. So we think about nurture campaigns as we have our standard nurture streams, but for every campaign that we run, we'll run at least 2 to 3 specific emails that directly reference that webinar. So that's really important. And lastly, you know, monitoring who is signing up for this webinar. And this really does get back to being able to look at that that registration list and know who's your target accounts, who are those tier A enterprise accounts, and letting the sales reps know that, hey, so-and-so just signed up for this webinar, let's make sure we're on top of this even before the webinar happens. So those types of things, just monitoring and being hyper aware of who's signing up from your target accounts, can really improve and help you accelerate through the funnel. So this is a fun little slide. This is both for webinars as well as other programs that we run. This is the whole technology workflow that we use in order to actually execute this ABM approach. So first, we have to identify the target accounts and audiences. So, you know, we drink our own Kool-Aid, our own champagne there with Radius, identifying the target accounts, but we map all those into Marketo and Salesforce. Next is the channels, right? Well, how are we gonna actually get this content and get people to these webinars? So that's everything from the marketing emails, the sales cadences, all of this marketing controls. So we're writing all the cadences for sales, doing digital, you know, using third-party syndication platforms like Integrate, doing targeted advertising to our accounts with demand base, and also obviously doing social. From there, you know, we will do contact acquisition, you know, converting people through those landing pages, and then this is where the ops stuff happens, of where we can actually identify people real time as they're signing up. So if one of our top tier accounts signs up for a webinar, we have an integration into Slack that will ping the marketing team and the sales rep and let them know that, hey, so-and-so just signed up for this webinar. So that's a fun little hack, but there's a lot of things that have to happen on the back end to make that work. Again, lead to account matching is key here. Again, we'll do those touch points from executives or from presenters that are customized to those tier A and tier B accounts. And then we put just as much emphasis on post-conversion, writing sales cadences for follow-ups, doing those marketing email nurtures that are specific to that campaign, and then doing digital retargeting, and then running a ton of field programs. A lot of times we'll bake in a direct mailer to those tier A accounts to help them accelerate through the funnel. So you can kind of see the whole workflow from, you know, planning all the way down to post-conversion of a campaign. So you know, what has the results been for how we've, you know, implemented some of these tactics? 34% of the registrations are from our tier A and tier B accounts. So that's significantly higher than we've had before. Now, if you find a recipe for getting everybody to attend your webinars, please tell me. But I'm happy with we're sitting around 30%. And you know, that is where, you know, the old industry benchmarks are in a world where attendance rates are plummeting. So those additional personalized touch points up front can really help you increase the attendance to those webinars. And then from the last, you know, this is just pulling numbers from one of the last quarters compared to the previous quarter, where we started implementing a lot of these tactics. You can see that, you know, it's having real impact on pipeline. So when we have someone respond from one of those emails, say, no, I'm actually interested in Radius, then that actually results in more pipeline. And whereas before, they maybe didn't go to the webinar, didn't respond to the sales follow-ups, and we never would have had that meeting, never would have had that pipeline in the first place. So those types of, you know, small things can really have a big impact. So I know that was super fast. Try to pack in a lot in 15 minutes. Always happy to nerd out about webinars or any other marketing campaigns. You can reach out to me directly. Thanks.
Great.